Joy. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Joy in life, what are your thoughts on that? Is it possible to be joyful, to have a deep inner joy about life, if amidst all the darkness that fulfills the life that surrounds us, all the difficulties, the problems, the challenges that the world gives to us? In modern times, there are many teachings, many seminars, tutorials, some expensive seminars, some for free, all different kinds of teachings. Some more promote a lifestyle at the expense of others. Others also include the surrounding, include other people. Some are more materialistic, aiming at gaining money. Others more focus on the inner joy. And some also are more spiritual. Some even might lead us towards other religions. From the Bible we can learn that it is all connected, that the whole life connects many different aspects. For example, we learn that we shall recognize the Lord as God, that there is a need for forgiveness, especially amidst all the darkness of the world, and that there is also hope, that there is hope for a future. To recognize the Lord as God, that is to honor, to acknowledge Him, to confess Him as the highest being, the Holy God, far beyond us humans. He is the creator of the universe. He is the Almighty who has all knowledge and who also is in holiness. Unlike the darkness in which we live and that lives in our heart. People who had put their faith in the Lord of all times of history and also in recent times, they also have got promises from the Lord. For example, Isaiah 61, verse 7, God promises to the people in Jerusalem, instead of your former shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. That is to recognize the Lord, to put our faith in Him, put our trust in Him. And second, forgiveness. Both to receive forgiveness from God for what we have done wrong, but also to forgive to others who have harmed us, whoever it might be, colleagues or strangers or even family, whoever it might be, to receive forgiveness from God for what we have done wrong, and also to forgive others, not to become bitter, to seek revenge and hatred, but to forgive others, to help them. Often others who have harmed us, they also had received injustice themselves in their lives. But whatever might be their background, we are called to forgive them, to help them, to pray for them. Also Job, after he had prayed, then he received the promise from the Lord. Job 42, verse 10, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. Recognize the Lord, forgiveness, and third, hope for the future. There is hope, there is true hope. Even it was promised to the exiles who had not lost their faith. Zechariah 9, verse 12, return, you exiles who have hope, return to your place of safety. The Lord says, I will repay you twice over with blessings for all you have suffered, says the Lord. Hope based on the victory that Jesus has won over death, over devil, over sin, over hell. Based on the victory that Jesus has won on the cross and by rising from the grave. Jesus has won the victory and He gives true hope. Lord, we thank you for that hope. We thank you that you give us hope for a joyful life here, for fulfilled life here and also in eternity. We pray that you may forgive us and remove all from us that is not good, that you may fill us with your Holy Spirit, and that you may also help us to forgive others, so that we may find joy again in life, that we may pray for others. We recognize you as the Holy Lord. You are the Creator of the universe. Praise and glory and honor be to you forever. Amen.